The Federal Emergency Management Agency has distributed nearly $3 million to Alaskans who lost their homes and other property in the devastating spring floods. In all, families in 22 villages on the Yukon and Kuskokwim were impacted. The deadline for applying for federal assistance is August 10th, with a maximum grant of $30,300. Jack Heesch is an external affairs officer for FEMA. He says the agency has had to test out some unique ideas in Alaska.
Once you get outside of the rail belt and you get into places like Eagle and Stevens Village and Tanana, well, you can't run down to the Home Depot and pick up the materials you need. And so what we did was we have people who are receiving payments from us under the individual household program, and they're using that to buy materials, to order the materials from wherever they may come. And then FEMA is actually paying for the transportation of that. By way of example, this last week we had a barge full of stuff that came from Nenana. I mean, the barge was loaded at Nenana with insulation, plywood, tools, food, water, you name it. And that shipped, first dropped off at Tanana, and then went on to Stevens Village and dropped off all the materials they need there. Well, FEMA's paying for all that transportation. The individuals themselves, with the grants they get, for the most part, are paying for those orders.
On a yearly basis, how does what happened in Alaska compare to the work that FEMA does in other states for forest fires or flooding damage? How big is this event that happened here in Alaska compared to what you do annually?
Well, when we look at the number, for instance, as of this morning, we've had 629 people register in all of Alaska for this disaster. Now, let me tell you, for those 629 people, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. And it is, in fact, a disaster for them. I've worked on disasters where we had as many as 10,000 people a day registering. But then when you look at the uniqueness of Alaska and our ability to be able to get assistance to those people, it's a very different, much more complex kind of a mission that we have here.
What would you say FEMA has learned from much larger disasters, such as Hurricane Katrina, that is helping with this rebuilding process in Alaska?
I think over the last several years, what we've seen with FEMA is a much more forward-leaning. We have two full-time employees in Alaska. We brought in another five or six folks, and we were actually in the State Emergency Operations Center every day with the state, tracking what was going on. And mostly that was, for us, maintaining situational awareness so that we knew what was going on, so that we could start thinking about what are we going to do about housing. If this all starts to shake out like it looks like it's going to, if the stuff that's happening in Eagle starts to happen downriver, if the stuff that's happening upriver in the Cusco starts happening further down the Kuskokwim, so there's a whole lot more anticipation in some ways, and that allows us to respond more quickly.
And after the August 10th deadline, what happens then? It's a matter of just continuing on the work that's been started now?
Once the deadline comes and goes, the only thing that does is it means we won't get any more registrations.
Sure.
The truth of the matter is that of the 600 folks or so who have registered, something less than half of them have been approved for some kind of funding, whether it's household or other needs. There's a number that have been deemed ineligible for one reason or another. We've got people sitting in a room and inspectors out in the field all trying to sort that stuff out to make sure, certainly, that people get what they deserve. But then the flip side of that is, you know, our job is partly to protect the American taxpayer, because we can't appear to be, or we shouldn't be, wasteful in terms of how we give that support out. So it's kind of a hard process, and I'm pretty certain that the folks that are working in that office are going to be around for a couple more months anyway.
Jack Heesch is an external affairs officer for FEMA in Alaska.